11 p.m. according to the WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:02, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two and probably a little bit more of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, because why the heck not, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about an hour, let's call it the midnight hour, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. We want to thank everybody who helped out on the big radio obituary retrospective episode last week. It was quite the retrospective. We could have gone on, but we didn't. But that's good, because that's what makes it special. So special thanks to our director of minutia, Bob Cohen, for all of his assistance on getting Freddie's poll. You know, our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. Bob got Freddie's poll ready for you. They're so helpful. But thanks all for your help in the matter. So we'll be getting to that in a little bit. But first off, we got to start off with an hour-ish of silliness. All inspired, once again, by your titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. He sees a picture. He's got to use it. So here I am, doing what's got to be done. But we all know it is nothing but a loose excuse to play some PJ O'Connell right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Say no, and though the folks in town are gonna read her letter, now I'm free. Why was there no warning sign? Can't believe it happened. Why wasn't I allowed a little more time to take this all in? To at least make a partial win out of something so bad. It was something I almost had. Can't believe it happened. I remember walking in the sand. Those Shangri-Las, they were resting on my shoulder. Sun beating down, the clown left town. That tent got pulled, now I'm a little bit older. Can't believe it happened. Why was there no warning sign? Can't believe it happened. Why wasn't I allowed a little more time to take this all in? To at least make a partial win out of something so bad. It was something I almost had. Can't believe it happened. I remember transistor radios. Static never sounded so good, so close. Gotta get back. Gotta get back. Can't believe it happened. Can't believe it happened. Can't believe it happened. Why was there no warning sign? Can't believe it happened. Why wasn't I allowed a little more time to take this all in? To at least make a partial win out of something so bad. It was something I almost had. Can't believe it happened.
Thank you. what you're doing, smiling, doing, got me doing things I never meant to do. Watch out, what you're trying to do. Now, baby, start confessing that you're messing's messing up the life I knew. Watch out, what you're trying to do. Say, why don't you take life easy? Let's try to get along. Now, if you really want to please me, be sugar and spice and everything nice. So, baby, stop your fooling, cause your fooling's got me drooling, and your fooling's fooling no one else but you. Watch out, what you're trying to do.
Dolores.
Yes, Roy.
Oh, Dolores.
Oh, yes, Roy.
Now I wanna blow.
Well, go, Roy, go.
So in our material, we have to be so careful what we sing. We're allowed to have our festive times, but mustn't have suggestive lines. In fact, more Godfrey Wynne than Errol Flynn. And so that you will understand about this new routine, tonight the three of us have planned to show you what we mean. We have to be so careful in song that we don't put six tiny feet wrong. If we were Sophie Tucker, we could really have a go. Or if we were the Crazy Gang, we could be slightly low. But as it is, we're like the Russians, all we say is no. 'Cause we have to be so careful all the time. We have to be so careful with cash, otherwise our bank balance would crash. If we need some ready money, the manager said that he'd be glad to see us anytime. He's very kind indeed. He'd like to make advances, but they're not the kind we need. 'Cause we have to be so careful all the time. We have to watch our P's and our Q's, otherwise we're all in the news. We've saved a lot of money 'cause we never smoke or drink, and we could go to Bond Street now and buy ourselves a mink. But when we started wearing them, well, what would people think? And we have to be so careful all the time. We have to be so careful, what's more, until we reach that heavenly shore. And when St. Peter lets us in through golden gates agleam, he'll say, well, how did you get here to join the angels' team? We'll take three little harps and sing the Beverly Sisters theme. Oh, we had to be so careful, so very, very careful. We had to be so careful all the doggone time. We had to be so careful all of the time.
If you don't intend to change your ways, it's dangerous to be a husband. If you don't intend to change your ways, put down all your outside women, or your wife will shorten your days. If you don't play fair when you get married, you want to run around instead. A tombstone will be your pillow, and the graveyard will be your bed. Understand, just to be a husband, if you don't intend to change your ways. Put down all your outside women, or your wife will shorten your day. After you get married, if you want to live a happy life,
discard all your bad habits, and be faithful to your wife, 'cause it's dangerous to be a husband. If you don't intend to change your ways, put down all your bad habits, or your wife will shorten your days. You'll have flowers on your chest, and you won't be able to smell them. You'll have something to say to people, but you won't be able to tell them, 'cause it's dangerous to be a husband if you don't intend to change your ways. Put down all your outside women, or your wife will shorten your days.
Thinking of a wedding gal, you better change your plan. Never, never trust a man. Now I'll tell you gals, if you listen to me, what a doggone fool you can really be if you don't stop messing around with a no good man. Why, he'll call you honey and he'll squeeze you tight. When you ain't looking, he'll turn out the light. Then sister, you might as well figure on the Morris plan. As soon as he thinks you're digging his jive, he'll invite you out for a little drive. He's just gotta show you his brand new automobile. But when you miles from home and that night is black, you just don't feel like walking back. You can take it from a gal who knows, honey, I've had that deal. Never, never trust a man. He'll try to fool you if he can. If you're thinking of a wedding gal, you better change your plan. Never, never trust a man. Before you know it, he's got you hooked in a one-room flat and your goose is cooked, with a table bed and a sink and three flights of stairs. He buys you clothes at the five and dime, and you look out the window to see the time. You wish you were back at home on them that easy chairs. He only gives you part of the pay. Them collectors knock on that door all day. He blames your mother for helping to spend his dough. Then he don't come home till 8:30. He blames the boss for keeping him out late, till that lipstick on his collar starts to show. Never, never trust a man. He'll try to fool you if he can, and he can. If you're thinking of a wedding gal, you better change your plan. Never, never trust a man. Now he'll promise you this, he'll promise you that, but gal, you ain't getting nothing but fat. And the first thing you know, you ain't got nothing to wear. Then you gotta stay home, mind the kid, while he goes around just flipping his lid. Then he staggers home, gives you one of them old glassy stares. He'll size you up with a silly grin, as sure as you ask him where he's been. He'll say, "What's your matter, honey? You know I'm all alone." Then you say, "Sit down there, take off your shoes." He says, "Okay, I ain't got nothing to lose, 'cause I'm gonna catch heck anyhow when I get home." Never, never trust a man. He'll try to fool you if he can. If you're thinking of a wedding gal, you better change your plan. Never, never trust a man.
Be careful with your coffin.
Hey, be careful with your carful. Sort of expresses and compresses everything about good driving in a few words, doesn't it? You have a responsibility when driving alone or with your family and friends. They depend on you for their safety and yours. Have your car safety checked today, and remember,
well, you know it's kid stuff to take a chance, so be careful while on your way.
Those wheels, baby. Yeah. Our issue, our road.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank, and somehow, perhaps, that was 30 minutes. Never seems like it. Whether I'm listening, whether I'm doing the show, whether I'm recording, and it's mere seconds before when I did the last break, doesn't matter. Never feels like half an hour. But you know us. We have so much more silliness to come. And we're going to get right back to it very quickly. I'll just tell you right now, we got a little something for the Ambassador Feel Good coming up in this next set. We've got stuff for other people, too. I know we do. I just don't remember what it is now. So when you hear it, you'll know it. And that's how I like it. As you assume the listening position and return to the silliness with me right now from Babyland. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Culprits returned for car, one cycle officer to another. Did you see two robbers leaving, Mike? Yes, when I'm arrested, please place the culprits behind bars. They will capture and return. Accusation of robbing a bank. Gambling in a room with a table with cards, dice, or a roulette wheel. Winners decided by chance of numbers, dice, and cards at the table. Proceeding, spinning wheel gamblers waiting for a deal. Whether or not winners, all the gamblers are able. Picking up a stranger on an open city street. Would you enjoy coffee at a local food cafe? Yes, the first fellow to me, where can we find?
Most people, you have to be in the proper mind to go swimming, don't you? And it doesn't pay to go too far out in the water, like in a lake. Because that stands to reason, because it gets deeper and the water gets higher as you go into a lake. And you're liable to tire yourself out, and then you won't be able to breathe, and something will happen. And in a way, it's bad to go swimming by yourself, because you never know what will happen.
Let us have faith.
There is none like
Let us have faith. Let us have faith.
So God doesn't seem like anything to you?
Let us have faith. Let us have faith. Let us have faith.
You know I'm afraid to say there's no God, even though I know there's no God.
What? That I don't understand.
This is the Universal Media Network.
It's all in your head, FM.
Hello, this is Richard Perry. I'm a record producer. I've seen music make a lot of great changes over the past few years, and I've seen a lot of people change too. But some people get headed in the wrong direction and find themselves into hard drugs, like heroin and barbiturates. Music is about positive energy, and so is life. So if you care about yourself and the ones that love you, don't kill yourself with drugs. Thank you.
Thank you. If you ain't a man with a lot of guts, a doggone woman will drive you nuts. You can't trust one to the corner nowadays. Gotta watch your door, she'll cheat you blind. A woman ain't got but a one-track mind. You find out, bud, it's the man that always pays. She'll feed you a line that'll turn your head, and you'll marry her, and when you're in bed, she'll go through all the pockets in your pants. Then if you object, there'll be a big fight, and chances are it'll last all night. I'm telling you, man, you just ain't got a chance.
Never, never trust a woman. You'll be sorry if you do. Never, never trust a woman. She'll just make a monkey out of you.
Women are handy round the house. They can't be trusted but man or mouse. It's a shame the way they drag a good man down. It's a well-known fact they talk too much, and they dig up dirt about the neighbors and such, and Paul Revere to gossip all around town. You'll blow your top when they get in your hair, and they'll drive you to drink, and man, I'll swear you wish you'd never seen the light of day. And I'm tipping you off, your goose is cooked when one of them females gets you hooked, so you'd better think it over while you may.
Woman, you'll be sorry if you do. Never, never trust a woman. She'll just make a monkey out of you.
Man, it's a dirty shame to come home late from a poker game to a little wife that's gonna give you heck. She's sitting alone with a rolling pin, and she'll let you have it when you walk in, and when she gets through with you, you'll be a wreck. If you had a little nip and she smelled your breath, she'll start in nagging you half to death, and bud, you'll have to put up with that for life. 'Cause the preacher said, for better or worse, until you ride that big black hearse, you just naturally got yourself a wife.
Woman, you'll be sorry if you do. Never, never trust a woman. She'll just make a monkey out of you.
What's that sound?
It's the sound of a rumble in the ground.
Sound of doom. What's that sound?
It's the sound of an aggressive market.
What's that sound?
It's the sound of creative leadership.
What's that sound?
It's the sound of conversation before coffee. It's the sound of. It's the sound of imminent. Disaster. It's the sound of doom. What's that sound? It's the sound of convenient packaging.
What's that sound?
It's the sound of desirable robbery.
What's that sound?
It's the sound of exercise products. It's the sound of. It's the sound of an imminent disaster. It's the sound of doom. What's that sound? It's the sound of an elephant stampede.
What's that sound?
It's the sound of a tidal wave hitting the beach.
What's that sound?
It's the sound of a trapeze out of reach. It's the sound of, it's the sound of imminent disaster. It's the sound of doom. What's that
I am over 25, but you can trust me. I can understand how you feel. I am over 25, but trust me. I share with you kids the same ideals. I once chased the same dreams you're pursuing. Just like you, I heard the flower's song. I've done everything that you are doing, so I won't put you down and say you're wrong. I know there's been times as I grew older, times I'd cop out when put to the test, times I was afraid the world would bust me, times when I would settle for a second best. But in my own way, I've done my best to keep the torch alive, because I always felt that it was you who are under 25 would pick up where I faltered and move ahead a step or two. And next time someone calls you brother, this time it would be true.